This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. It could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, what's the rush? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with the same man for 11 years, and he asked me to marry him 4 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to set a wedding date, but I do not want to. I met him in college, and I thought we were destined to have a great love story. I was 20, and he was 22, and our chemistry was amazing. When I was 22, I got pregnant, and we moved in together. I got a job while he got his master's degree, and he told me as soon as he finished his degree, he was going to make me his wife. On his graduation night, I got pregnant again. He got a really good job, and I started teaching school. I fell in love with my job and raising our children, so I didn't really realize that I was playing house, and this man did not plan to marry me. I went to stay with my mother for a while so I could clear my head. He begged me to come back home, and he promised that he was about to propose. Years passed by, and he didn't. His father overheard us fussing one day, and he advised his son to either marry me or let me go. A few weeks later, he asked me to be his wife. That was 4 years ago, and I was ready to do it right then. He kept stalling and asking me, what's the rush? I and move past it. Now I'm over the marriage, and I don't want him anymore. I don't even wear my ring, and he hasn't noticed. He invited my mother over last weekend to talk about wedding dates, and I was checked out of the conversation. When my mother left, I asked him, what's the rush? He hasn't spoken to me in over a week because of my attitude. How can I not be allowed to have an attitude? Should I give the ring back or move on, or should I marry an old friend and baby dad that I don't love anymore? Please don't do that if that's the truth. I mean, why would you marry someone that you don't love anymore? That makes about as much sense as him walking around for more than a week not talking to you because you said to him, what's the rush? The man is too immature for you, I think. You have to let him, you know, I kind of blame it on you a little bit because you've let him get away with too much stuff in this relationship. He's not kept his word on anything. And where does he think you got what's the rush from? You got it from him. He said it to you first. I mean, this is a real red flag, and it's a glimpse into what marriage might be like with this man. I mean, this entire letter is about your lives together since you were 20 and 22 years old. The main thing you wanted was to marry this man. He kept putting it off because there was no incentive to marry you. You already had the babies early on. You were living together. He had what he wanted right there without the benefit of marriage. And now he sees you've changed, so he's trying to step up. But it's too late. You're over it, you say, at least the marriage part. I mean, the sad thing is you guys do have two children, so you have to talk to each other. You got to communicate. I mean, I think this fairy tale you have of this great love story you wanted, I think that's over. The reality is 11 years later, you're miserable. You're ready to walk and you're writing us. I say go in peace, knowing that you dodged a bullet from not marrying this guy after all these years. I think you should get your child support and move on. When you do fall in love again with the right man the next time, when he proposes, set a date, start planning immediately, okay? Don't waste time. Steve?
In 2.5 minutes, this is what I'm going to do. And then the second half, I'm going to show you how this works. I'm going to show you about 13 questionable statements in this letter. He asked me to marry him 4 years ago. That's one. He wants to set a wedding date, but I do not. That's two. When I was 22, I got pregnant and we moved in together. That's three. I got a job while he got his master's degree and told me as soon as he finished his degree, he was going to make me his wife. That's four. The fifth statement was, I fell in love with my job and raising our children, so I didn't realize I was playing house and this man did not plan to marry me. That's five. The next statement was, I tried and wanted to clear my head, so I went to stay with my mama. He begged me to come back, and now he promised that he was going to about to propose. That's six. Years go by, and his father overheard us fussing one day, and he advised his son either marry me or let me go. That's seven. That was 4 years ago. A week later, he asked me to be his wife. That's eight. That was 4 years ago, and I was ready to do it right then. He kept stalling and asking me, what's the rush? That's nine. I cried and moved past it. Now I'm over the marriage and I don't want him anymore. That's 10. I don't wear my ring and he hasn't noticed. That's 11. He invited his mother over to my mother over last weekend to discuss wedding dates. I was checked out of the conversation. When my mother left, I asked him, what was the rush? That's 12. He hasn't spoken to me in over a week because of my attitude. So how can I not be allowed to have an attitude? Should I give the ring back and move on, or should I marry an old friend and baby daddy that I don't love anymore? That's 13. In a one-page letter, I just read to you 13 very questionable statements. Do this sound like marriage to you?
Not at all.
If you don't love somebody, I can promise you marriage is out of the question.
Right.
Because you're going to need that more than money. Because I'm telling you, man, money don't keep a relationship together. Mm-mm. Love can overcome a multitude of sins. But if you ain't in love, it's no way you can get married and stay married.
All right, Steve, hang on. We're waiting for part two of your response coming up.
Oh, I got a surprise for you after the hour.
All right. Title of this strawberry letter, What's the Rush? We'll find out more when we come back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, what's the rush?
We just went through this letter about all these reasons that this woman don't need to marry this man. I gave you 13 questionable statements. They at the end of the letter, this lady just said, should I marry an old friend and baby daddy that I don't love anymore? They've been together for 11 years, and he been lying about getting married, stalling, putting it off, making false promises over and over and over and over. This man, you realized after you had two children and found a school teaching job you love, that this man was just playing house and did not pretend. He didn't even want to get married, because I've told you all, ladies, about this. The wedding day may be the day of your dream, but the man does not have a wedding day as the day of his dream. We only dream of the chick of our dream. And if we can get you without the day, what's the rush? And he just proved what I've been saying for years. So he has you. What's the rush? Ladies, this is what I want to do. Carla, Shirley, let me have your undivided attention, please.
Listen.
We're going to do a reenactment.
Okay.
I am going to be Mr. What's the Rush. I don't care what you ask me. I'm going to find a way not to get married. You can make it sound as wonderful as you like. Just make a statement, and I am the person that don't want to get married, and I would give you reasons why we can't get married. You don't have to worry about this letter, Shirley and Carla. You can ask me anything you want, any happy remark about a wedding day, about what your plans are. You can do anything, and I'll just tell you why we can't do it. Ready, set, here it is.
Honey, I just got my wedding dress. I'm so excited.
Oh, man, that's real nice, man. Wedding dresses, listen, they so nice, you know. But, you know, spending all that money for what? You know what I mean? A dress. You ain't got no dresses?
Guess what? My friend is getting married, and I just got her save the date in the mail. I'm so excited.
Man,
can't wait
that's
to
cool.
go to her wedding.
That's cool. I can't wait to go to her wedding either. Say
yeah.
that date. So what?
Yes.
Let's say that date.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful, man. That's good. I'm with that, man.
So mark this down, baby. Mark this date down.
Yeah, I got it down.
December 16th.
Yeah, it's down. Got it. December 16th, special day.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah.
When are we gonna go shopping and get what we gonna wear? All that.
Oh, we can wear all that, babe. What, babe? What you wanna wear?
What you wanna
wear? Are you wear anything you want to, except a wedding dress? You know, you can wear anything you want to.
Honey,
just, you better not
I'm
have
pregnant
a wedding
again.
Dress.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm pregnant again. May as well make an honest woman out of me. Marry me. It's that
baby,
time.
Baby, mm-hmm. One of the main characteristics that I love about you is your honesty. You know, you've been honest with me the whole time. With how you are, that's the beautiful thing. But you're already an honest person, baby. You need all that to prove to somebody you're an honest woman. You know, you already had the baby. You done all the tricky stuff anyway. Ain't nobody finna believe you honest no how. You know, you done set up here and done all this here. Now you want somebody to believe you honest. You know, like, you honest what? You know, we done the do now. You know, baby coming.
Oh.
Everybody know you wasn't all that honest.
But let's seal the deal. Let's seal the deal.
Mm-hmm. Sealing that right there. See, that sounds like stealing. You don't be talking to the Lord about stuff like that. You know, we going to seal the deal. That's why I love the church I go to, you know, because they try to keep us sin free. You know, now, we done already been in sin, been cabotulating and all this before marriage. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you want to go seal the deal. You know, just like go to hell. You know, I don't make no sense calling.
All right. So we've been talking all this stuff about wedding. When mm-hmm. are we going to set our date? Because I have some dates in mind. So do you want a summer wedding, Christmas, winter wedding?
Yeah, I was thinking more like a leap year wedding.
A leap?
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
I don't want to wait that long, a leap year wedding.
But see, that'd be good. Then, you know, could it, you know, give us time to plan and everything like that. So that's the date I'm looking for the next time we have leap year. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, honey, I talked to the pastor, and he said he's ready. All we have to do is get back with him and let him know when we're ready. So he's set to officiate our ceremony. And I'm just so excited. You know how much we love our pastor.
That's all good, but I just changed churches last week.
We don't even go there no more.
Yeah, so we don't even go there no more. That ain't even my pastor no more. So we got to lie. We got to get on this new pastor's list. Go ahead, Carla.
We got to start over.
Yeah, we got to start this process over, baby. We don't even go there no more. Go ahead.
You want to go to Vegas? We could just go to Vegas and get
married. Hell yeah, I want to go to Vegas, man. Woo!
Okay, let's go to Vegas.
But you know what they say? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, so ain't no need us trying to come back with no happy news.
What?
honey, I'm so happy. Dad was ill. You know, he was sick, but he's better now, and he said he will walk me down the aisle. He's ready. Yeah, he's going to walk me down. My dad.
Her dad.
Your father-in-law.
Baby, you're sick, daddy?
No. He's no longer sick. He's well.
Oh, you think I'm going to be standing up there and watch something happen to him on his way down the aisle?
We gotta go.
No, I ain't finna do that.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.